Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes, behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
God. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the dudes.
Dude.
Behind the foods.
Food.
Yeah, it's the dudes.
Dude.
Behind the foods.
Food.
Man, yo, let me tell you guys.
Mr. Nasally.
Yeah, you know what's funny is whenever I'm congested like this, I sound like Aziz Ansari. Randy. Dude, let's get a drink. I'm Aziz. What do you mean?
Aziz Ansari, dude, I remember when he got canceled for like a hot second, for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
That one, I feel like even like people on both sides of that were like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think a lot of people felt bad for Aziz because like, dude, you're, how awkward. You know? Like, I was like, I think he preferred to get canceled at that point. So just cancel me. I don't want everybody to know how weak my fucking game is, dude. Oh! I felt so bad for him.
Well, we should take a shot of Malort in honor.
We're not drinking Malort, dude. He just had fucking Robin Couch drink this disgusting fucking liquor, dude.
If you guys don't know about Malort, we've talked about it. You know, we went to Chicago, had Malort for the first time. We've also had Malort on the Home Edition Send Foods episodes where we ate Chicago food. And Malort is, now look, you know, when you first start drinking liquor, it's all pretty disgusting, right? But now, you know, I've been drinking for a long time. I feel like my palate has conditioned itself to, you know, I like some brandy, I like some scotch, I like some the Japanese whiskey. I like to just drink shit straight up, you know? When you first start drinking, you're like, give me the fucking adios, motherfucker.
Give me the, what's the one with Hypnotic?
Oh, Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk. Yeah,
Incredible Hulk is low-key still kind of strong for beginners, though. It's still kind of like, ugh. But
it's so sugary, though, you don't know. Yeah. And next thing you know, you're waking up having sex with a man.
We've all been there.
Yeah, we have.
But, and then you get a little older, you start trying more shit, you start learning what you like, what you don't like, and you know, and then you get to a point where you think you're grown, so you're like, just give me the tequila straight up.
Did you ever feel pressure?
To do what?
So, like, you know, when you kick, when you're super young, you would drink all the fruity stuff because, you know, it tastes fucking better.
Yeah.
But then when I would kick it with people, like, for example, like business meetings, right?
Yeah.
And I'm still at that age where, you know, when I first came to LA, I was what, like 25 or 26 or something like that. And I'm thinking, like, okay, we're at this meeting and they're like, hey, let me get this blah, 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 blah on the rocks. Shit. Give me that too. But that's only because I didn't want to order Shirley Temple in front of them.
With no alcohol.
Can I get a non-alcoholic Shirley Temple, please?
I never felt pressured like that because I think even then there were certain drinks that were acceptable almost as not too foo-foo. Like, let me get a Jack and Coke. You know what I'm saying?
Jack and Coke.
That shit is still, I feel like that's a happy medium where it's not a foo-foo drink, but people won't look at you like, if you're drinking that, you know
Moscow
what I'm saying?
Moscow Mule.
That's
a manly ass drink.
It's a drink that everybody enjoys. I tell you what, the only time I ever felt pressured to drink, oh man, I told myself and everybody in my life a couple years ago that I was like, I'm not going to drink for 3 months just to prove a point because like Rick was like, man, you alcoholic. I was like, man, I'm not no alcoholic. I was like, watch this. I'm not going to drink for 3 months, right? And so there was a whole, and my dumb ass fucked up because this day I started was the beginning of summer. So I'm going to.
Well, you said 3 months?
3 months. So I'm going to all these events, dog, free alcohol, open bar. I'm sitting there just sipping on fucking lemonade and shit, right? And I was at a day party in Hollywood, and it was this tall ass dude. And I don't know if he played ball or what, but he was like, yo, I used to watch the videos. He's fucking tall. He had to be like fucking 6'8", right?
Yo, I used to watch your videos.
Yeah, dog. And I'm like, I'm looking at him, I'm like, thanks, bro, thank you. He's like, hey, yo, come here, dog. Let me buy you a shot. I'm like, I'm doing a thing. He's like, what? I was like, I'm doing a thing right now. I'm not drinking. He's like, come on, man, don't be like that. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't. So
just to prove Rick wrong.
Just to prove Rick and Chia wrong. You know what I'm saying? So so it was a whole 3 months. And here was the only time I ever felt pressured, like you said, with businessmen, right? Where I'd be at like business meetings and they're like, all right, let me get you a drink. I'm like, I can't, you know, I'm doing a thing. They're like, oh, you gonna make me drink alone? I'm like, oh yeah, bro, I'm sorry, you know?
I feel like I have to drink at these business meetings just because I don't want to hear them talk about anything. So I needed to, you know, loosen it up so they could talk about other bullshit.
Right.
Just to make them more comfortable so there's a little more fun and they could just bullshit for a while and then we get into the business shit.
I hate business shit.
But I love drinking.
Me too. And I say all that to say, regardless of how much our taste buds have and our palates have matured over the years.
My face is puckering.
My lord will never be good. My lord will never be good.
Let me tell you something. I've been working on a rice farm my whole life. And I'll tell you this. That will never go in my mouth again. I cannot. I'm already gagging just thinking about it.
Ooh.
I'll try a little bit. Let's just, you know. Maybe because I like alcohol. I don't know.
Well, and plus we're celebrating because we actually got in the studio. So.
I know. We were locked out.
Do you mind sharing a shot glass with Robin Couch?
Oh, I don't care. I drank her bath water once.
Oh, wow. Okay, tell me when.
Yesterday. It was great.
No, tell me when to stop
pouring. No. I continue with the other one. Tell me when, yesterday.
Oh, is that enough?
That was way too much. So when you guys have nail polish art, this is what you take it off with. This is crazy. This is. Tim.
Let me do the descriptions for our blind viewers. David so sniffs the drink, makes a frowny face.
Tim.
Cheers. Oh, my lord.
It's so bitter.
I tell you.
It's so bitter. It's not as strong as it used to be, though.
Maybe because this is fermented in my house. Like,
it's been out for a while.
I've had this for years since we were like in the heart of the pandemic. So it's been like a couple years.
It's like I bought like I don't know, a new tire for my bike, and I just bit into it.
I feel like this is how. Now I've never eaten a dandelion before. But I feel like...
What kind of random descriptor is that?
I feel like this is how a dandelion looks like it would taste. If I just bit right into it.
It's very perfumey.
It's perfumey and it's... Now, I've said this before. It's there's a Thai word for like bitter melon, like not for the taste after bitter, bitter melon.
This is bitter melon.
And it's the Thai word, and we've actually talked about this before, but we've never actually tasted it on the show. And the word is kom. And this shit is kom as fuck.
Dude, this right here just freaking kom in my mouth, dude. This right here is fucking wild. I don't like this, dude. I don't like this at all. Oh, speaking of Thai, dude, uh-huh. I've just been watching this clip that just makes me laugh so hard. Mm. I'm pretty sure this guy's doing it on purpose, but he's like in Thailand. Mm. And you might have told me on this on the podcast, but I went to go watch it. It's when this girl contacts on whatever. He goes, "You're so beautiful." He goes, "I'm Lady Boy."
I've never seen that.
He goes, "No, you're no, I'm boy." He goes, "You're not a boy." He goes, "No, I'm Lady Boy." He goes, you see his face? He's just, oh my God.
I'm gonna kick it up a notch, all right? I saw this random clip. I forget which website I saw or who sent this to me.
Oh, no.
But it's this guy. He's having sex with a, you know, a trans prostitute. They call themselves ladyboys out there. I'm not sure what the political correctness of it is out here, but yeah, they call themselves ladyboys out there, right? So he's having sex with this ladyboy, and he's like smashing, and the ladyboy's trying to, and, you know, she still has her penis, all right, and she's trying to cover it. And this guy's like, and he keeps calling her like some name like Bill or Sam, let's say Greg, okay? And he's like, "Greg, stop covering your dick. Let me see that shit, Greg. Greg, stop covering your dick," while he's smashing.
This fool watches the most obscure shit, dude.
No, wait. That is disgusting. I wasn't watching this to get pleasure.
It's not even disgusting. It's more like, it's jarring. Yeah. I don't want to say disgusting. That's not what I'm trying to say. It's jarring as fuck.
To clarify, I wasn't trying to like jerk off to this.
Yes, you were.
It's just, it got sent to me. And it was really funny, yeah.
That is jarring as fuck. That fool's making jokes about that shit. That's crazy. This fool also showed me that clip years ago of this Japanese porn.
We talked about this.
That shit, still till this day, I'll randomly just send it to somebody just to see how they react.
We talked about it. Let's talk about it again in case you don't know what we're talking about.
It's literally the craziest prank ever. Like, Japanese people prank people so well.
Yeah.
Whatever you think that you did, any type of, like, American pranker here, yeah, the pranks are dumb compared to Japanese people. Like, Japanese people will go so far. It's literally this girl who's a porn star. She goes, at like, before they start shooting, or, like, mid, before they start shooting, the porn star goes into a trailer, and then the trailer explodes.
No. She's not in it when it explodes. She goes in, and then after she comes out, it explodes.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, shit. And she thinks her best friend is in there. So she's fucking crying. And then they're like, all right, we got to shoot this scene. So she's like, doesn't know what the fuck's going on. She's crying. She's like, oh, my God, my friend. But she does the scene. They come on her face when she's like, oh. And then they're like, it's a prank. And the best friend comes out.
She comes out, and then she takes the cum off her face and hits her friend with it.
Oh, man.
So fucking gross. But crazy thing, before I came here, I literally saw a car damn near explode on the fucking freeway. I actually almost died because when I was driving, there was this big white truck. I actually tried to take a photo of the SUV because they were kind of doing like this back and forth driving thing. They're being super aggressive towards each other. And took the photo. You can't see the license plate, though, because he was jetting off. I was trying to catch up. Couldn't do it. Plus, I'm not going to try to get into a car accident chasing this person down.
Yeah.
Fucking hits the divider, flips multiple times, and almost smashes into my car, but I slammed the brakes, and it just went off into a ditch.
Why do people do that on the freeway, man? Like, with the whole fucking cut. Like, okay, so I every time I get cut off on the freeway or anywhere, really, it's always it's like
whatever,
it's always a BMW. And for years, I would be like, God damn, fucking BMW drivers. Always BMW drivers. Like, and I used to be super anti-BMW, right? And as you know, I leased one, you know, a few months ago. Because I told myself, I was like, you know what? I've been talking shit about douchey people that drive BMWs, but I'm a little bit of a douche sometimes. Let me embrace this part of myself a little bit and just do it, you know?
Very nice car, by the way.
I miss it, yeah.
Very, very comfortable car. It's funny because so my whole life I wanted to get a 4Runner, right? I love fucking Toyota 4Runner. It's my shit. You can mod it up, do whatever the fuck you want with it. I was like, dude, this is pretty fucking comfortable. And then I sat in his BMW. I was like, I fucking hate this car so much. It was like, well, it's because, like, you know, European luxury cars, they just feel different.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, and it's not like the 4Runner was fucking cheap. So I'm like, why did I spend so much money on this?
Man, you know what? So we have a Chia's car is a Q5 right now, an Audi Q5, which is like, you know, mid-size SUV. And you think it's roomy enough until you got to put the fucking car seat back there. And now it's just like, ugh, there's just no room. And now we just upgraded to the bigger car seat because Veda's like growing so much. And we're going to have to upgrade that motherfucker, man. This
told me the dumbest fucking diet outside. This is such a side thing, bro. I've never laughed so hard. He says things like it's not funny. And it's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard in my life. He's like, bro, man, low key, look, I've been losing fucking mad weight. I've been doing this diet. It's not even a diet. Didn't you explain to people what you do to lose weight?
It is a diet.
It's not a diet.
It's a new one I've started and it's lit, okay? So for the first half of my day, maybe from around like when I wake up around 6 a.m. to around 2 p.m., I only eat what Chia and Veda have left behind from their meals. Because
poverty shit. What is this shit?
Because they're so wasteful, dog. So it's like, well, Chia will cut like half a banana for Veda, right? Because of course Veda doesn't eat a whole banana, she's little, right? So then there's always just one fucking half banana just laying around that I always am like, ugh, I need to eat this shit before it goes bad.
You know, like in medieval times, like the king would have a bunch of court jesters and whores about, and they would be able to eat the scraps. That's what you're doing right now. I told you this fool, it's just looking at Veda. Please drop the banana on the floor. I'm so hungry.
Because here's what would normally happen, right? I would have breakfast in the morning at like 6, 7 a.m., and I'd be full off my breakfast. But then I look at the counter, there's half a banana left, there's a bunch of berries that Chia used to like put in Veda's oatmeal, but then they're like leftover berries. And so I'm like, I don't want this shit to waste, so I'm like kind of just forcing this banana and these berries.
You're hungry after all you eat is scraps and crumbs on the floor.
But no, here's what I found out. Like, from eating the just all these little scraps throughout the morning, it's enough.
You're going to hear yourself after this podcast comes out, you're going to think you're fucking ridiculous.
No, because I look great. Because,
Veda, you don't want to eat that, do you? Veda, you ain't that hungry, mama.
I'm like, I see like a noodle like falling off her chin, and I'm like salivating, ready for it to fall off. I'm like a dog underneath her little high chair, just waiting.
Dog, you're the house dog, boy. That's exactly what you are.
Nah, man, but it's enough, dog. So I had like half a banana. Look, for example, this morning, right? Oh my God, this is so funny. You're gonna laugh. Because so sometimes we'll make Veda these little Trader Joe's sausages, and so Chia doesn't like to give Veda the sausage skin because it's so salty and it's hard for her to chew. So she'll take the skin off the sausage and then cut up the meaty part. But I'll take the little skins, the sausage skins. Chia will be about to throw them away. I'm like, don't throw those away. It's a waste. So I'll eat the sausage skins. So this morning, breakfast was like, you know, some sausage skin, half a banana.
Bro, I used to work at Skid Row. Right? I used to work in Skid Row. I used to pass out. They eat better than you.
And
which is crazy.
And have you seen their six packs, dude? No. That's terrible. That's terrible.
No, that's great. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Some of the unhoused in LA look great. They're jacked out of their mind. I'm like, bro, what's the program you're on? They're like, dude. So I listened to this podcast called Dudes Behind the Foods, right? I wait for children to walk by and I eat the food off their face.
But here's what I've learned is that I don't really need a lot to eat in the morning because when I eat breakfast, I think I get kind of sluggish throughout the day. So this diet I've invented of scraps from my child and wife I'm like feeling like energized now, like midday, like I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying?
Do you actually, are you actually going to, okay, there's a couple of goals this fool has to do this year. Is that number one, he has to get ripped and he has to finish his fucking album.
Right.
There's two things that he has to do.
Okay. So, and then I would like, well, I want to work on my script that I'm writing for us after I finish this album. Okay. So initially, you know, the Pillow Pet song, I was like, should I make more music before I drop Pillow Pet? But I was like, let me just drop this one song with a music video to remind people that I rap again, gauge their excitement, you know what I'm saying, and then get them excited that I'm going to be working on new shit, and then I'll try and crank out a project. If I could get a project done by September, that would be ideal. Like, I'm talking about just like 10 songs.
Ten songs is a lot, bro.
I know.
Oh, you said it like it was so casual.
I know.
Ten songs is a lot.
I should do like five.
But five is a good starter.
Like a little EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, well, I'll see what I can do. But I would like to get that done. And if I stay on this scraps diet, you know, I think maybe, hey, maybe I'll be good. Maybe I'll be ripped in time for the album release.
I want you to release a DVD. The Tim Scraps diet. Hey, are you at home and you're feeling a little flabby? Hey, I bet you guys are single moms and single dads out there. Well, guess what? The scraps off the kids of your kid's face is calories that you can consume.
Available on beachbody.com. Check it out.
Dude, Chia, when she was pregnant, she would not eat. And we used to always clown on her because I'm like, dude, when Veda comes out of this vagina, she's just going to come out, please, somebody feed me.
With a bowl. Please, please. You know, look, just to clarify, it's not that she wouldn't eat. It's that she has a very small stomach, all right? But when you're eating for a baby, you should be eating a little more,
you know? She would text me and tell me the foods that she would eat. She goes, you should be so proud of me. I ate a whole egg McMuffin. I'm like, bitch, you better eat more than that. What the fuck are you talking
normally,
about?
Normally she would just get full off of like half of it and be done and maybe save the rest for later, or I would end up eating the rest, you know?
Scraps diet.
Yes, dog. I've been training for this, dude.
You must be saving so much money.
Well, here's what me and Chia started doing after like a few years of being together, because like, I would order something, she would order something, and then she, you know, she would kind of pick at it, or she would eat, and she would get full so fast, so we always had mad leftovers. We kind of started just like a salad and a main thing between the two of us, and we'd agree on it, and that would be our whole shit. That's really all we would need, you know what I'm saying? And less food got wasted, and we were both satisfied, and it was kind of like, you know.
I've never wasted food a day in my life. If that's in front of me, it's disappearing. So delicious.
I can attest to this.
Yes, he's seen me demolish some mac and cheese before.
It's impressive, y'all. And we're gonna reminisce on that, and we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
All right, well, since we're back, I just want to say, hey, guys, these shirts are now available at goodiebrand.com. It says Goody, but it is the logo of the ICs, if you remember. It says Brr on the sleeve, like it's cold. Goody. Check it out. Goodiebrand.com.
Amazing. I'm going to Hawaii soon.
Ah!
Which is why I brought my Hawaiian sun hat. This is my Hawaii hat I wear in Hawaii.
You look good.
Let me tell you something, man. Well, I'm opening up. Okay, well, we're going to promote stuff, right? So if you guys are going to Waikiki later on this year, it's still in the summertime. Potentially, we'll be opening up around August, September, October, around there.
Okay.
Got a matcha store opening out there in Waikiki.
Tight.
So make sure you guys check that out. And I have to go over there to do some work. But let me tell you something. This body here is what we call Hawaiian perfection. I love Hawaii. You know why? Because, like, so we went to Miami. Yeah. For Ascend Foods.
Yeah.
And I have never felt so self-conscious. And I never feel self-conscious about my body, no matter how big I was, whatever.
Yeah.
However, going to a little Miami beach, felt a little ugly.
Miami's different. Miami's different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got BBLs. Everybody got abs. Everybody is tan as shit.
They're so buff.
Yeah.
I just wanted what, and the only people that were overweight or fluffy like I was, they were like 80 years old.
Would you ever get lipo?
No, absolutely not.
Any like cool sculpting?
I have never looked into that stuff, but I don't understand what the purpose is. Like if I could just do it by myself.
Just cut out the process of working out.
See, I don't like that because I also do it for like health reasons too. So if that's not going to get my, you know, cardio better, my abs stronger, like it's not going to create like muscle density, bone density, then there's no purpose for me in it.
Yeah, I literally just want to look good. I don't care about health. Yeah.
Okay.
But I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I don't even know how much it costs. I'm pretty sure it's a lot cheaper than it used to be.
It's still definitely expensive though. I mean, it depends, right? There's lipo and then there's like the shit called the cool sculpting now where it's like, it's not only do they suck out fat, but they kind of like, I don't know what exactly it is, but it's different and it's expensive.
I remember the first time I felt fake boobs.
Mm.
I was so fascinated by it. I was shocked. Because you could feel the pack move.
So it really depends on the kind of fake boob too, right? Because
this was years ago, by the way.
Yeah, I think the first fake boobs I ever felt was at a strip club in Miami, actually. I was like 18, 19, and I was like, wow, these do not look at all, do not feel at all the way they look, you know? Because you're used to some just real squishy boobies. Mm-hmm. And then you feel those, and this was so long ago, and it's like, oh, well, this is different, right? But later on down the years, I knew a girl that had the gummy implants, which are more expensive, more lifelike, more like they're softer than your traditional like silicone implants. And these motherfuckers, like, and she had like a little bit of weight on her, so it was like her natural titty really kind of like was surrounding the implant. Like, honestly, if she didn't tell me to like really push my fingers in there, I would have never even known she had implants.
Oh, really?
They looked and felt real. It was crazy. Oh. Gummies.
When I was in Hawaii, I was snorkeling, and this lady's top moved, and her titties were out.
Mm.
And me being a good guy, I swam close to her, and I went, no. I was like, hey, in the water, I'm just pointing because you can't hear me, but I'm like, you, I'm like this.
Yeah.
And she kind of like tilts her head, and I'm like, because it looks like I'm telling her she has nice tits.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I look like an asshole. How do I do this? I'm like, and I'm like, look, showing, because kids are in the water.
Ah.
Like, and then she goes, She's like, give me the okay sign.
And she's like, hey.
And I look at my pants, my shorts are gone.
And you're, completely erect.
And I'm floating backwards because my dick is so hard.
Like a buoy? You're just one of those fucking, what are those things called that the seals climb on top of?
Fucking, how dare you?
yeah, man. It's, whenever we do No Chaser, sometimes Nikki Blades has these, like, outfits, and, like, me and Rick are constantly on nipple watch, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, Blades, oh, your areola's coming out or something, you know?
That must be so hard for, like, aren't you, actually, this is where it would be good to have a girl on here, because I have so many questions. Like, how do you keep that in place? Do you just risk it?
I mean, I think it depends on titty size and also, like, nipple size, and I know girls that, like, depending on the outfit, they'll put, you know, have like the double sided tape on there, and some girls just kind of like, whatever, fuck it, man. If you see a part of my nipple, you see some of my nipple, you know.
It's interesting. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine, who's she's going into like the dating thing, right? And she's had trouble finding dates on these dating apps, right? Yeah. Now I know this girl. She's super fucking dope. She's super amazing. Whatever, right? But she was asking me, like, how come it's hard for me to find these guys that I like? And I'm like, well, number one, the guys that you like are actually good guys, or the guys that like you on this dating app, they're actually really good guys, right? You say that you meet them, but you're not, like, really attracted to them. Because they either might be, like, somewhat socially awkward, or, you know, the way they spit game is a little weird.
Yeah.
But in terms of being a nice guy, they're very nice guys. They work great jobs. They're very respectful, super sweet. And she goes, like, just be straight up and honest with me. Like, what do I have to do to get the guy that I like? I was like, show some tit. I'm like, she's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, but listen, the guy that you're trying to attract, you're trying to find that medium between this geeky, nerdy dude that's really handsome, good looking, and has his shit together.
Right.
Like, that's a hard medium to find, you know?
Yeah.
They're out there, but once again, the way that you have your profile picture set up, you look like a school grade teacher.
Right. So you're going to draw maybe the guys that aren't as confident in themselves,
yes.
A little more awkward in real life.
They're intimidated.
Yeah.
They'll get intimidated by those type of things. So, like, those are the people that are swiping because you're very pretty. But for them, they're like, oh, she's pretty in just the right type of ways.
Yeah, so if she wants a guy that's maybe a little more swag, as the kids say, a little more, kind of a bad boy. I think a lot of girls just like a balance. You know what I'm saying? They want a good guy with bad boy tendencies, you know?
Yeah. And it was hard for me to say that to her because I was like, listen, like, the guy that you want doesn't like your type of girl, though, from the way that you portray yourself.
Right.
Because really, what are you getting to know somebody on these online apps?
It's that picture.
Exactly. Yeah. They're swiping through these photos, and it honestly looks like you already have three kids. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, of course these guys, they don't look at you like you're going to be fun. Like, you don't maybe like to travel or, you know, do like go out to a bar every now and then.
Right.
Which you are that type of girl, but look at what you're presenting.
Yeah,
you know?
It's different when that's how you're meeting people because, you know, you only have two pictures in 3 seconds to make an impression on someone.
Have you ever did dating apps before?
No, I've been with Chia for so long, you know. But I was on shit like, I don't know, fucking way back, dog. Like in high school, or maybe even like, I don't know how old I was. I mean, I was definitely like 18, so maybe it was college. I was on this website called Find-A-Pix.
Dude, there's Find-A-Pix and Rate-A-Pix.
Oh, you were on Find-A-Pix, or you knew about it?
Oh, I never did. My self-esteem was too low to do that shit.
So Find-A-Pix was low-key, I guess, what would you call like a kind of like a dating website? But it was a bunch of teenagers. It was before like MySpace even, because I remember it was just like a bunch of like teenagers. You have pictures of yourself on there, and people would just be scrolling through pictures, and if you thought someone was cute, you'd add them and message them. Yeah, that was it.
They had that thing where it was like Rate-A-Pix.
Mm-hmm.
Where you literally rate somebody from a scale of either like, I forgot what the, let's say it was like, I don't know, 1 to 10 stars or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long. But people would do that and they would rate their photos,
mm-hmm.
like how hot you were. And there was a lot of people who got on there that got a little upset that their number wasn't as high as they thought it was. Like, oh, you're a little, hey man, you might think you're beautiful, but not the rest of the world.
Have you been on WikiFeet?
No, but I heard like dudes love fucking feet, dude.
Dudes love fucking feet.
Why?
I'm not a foot guy. I don't know. I don't get it. But you know, hey, to each your own. But
what is it? What's the thing about feet?
I mean, some dudes just find feet hot. I don't know. It's like,
I don't get. Oh yeah.
Yes, dude. Hold on a second.
No.
Yeah.
Do I still got some left? Oh, nothing.
Hold on. Yes. I can go forever, dog.
Very flexible.
Am I? Not really.
Look at that hip flexibility. Oh, what the? Is that forever?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Fucking disgusting.
So, I literally can do that like for so long, right? I don't know what it is about my feet. I don't know what it is, but.
Also, he could pinch you really hard with his toes.
Yes, I can.
It's very painful.
Yeah, it's like I lock it in, man. So, here's some funny shit. When I was younger, you know, and I would be cracking my toes all the time. I used to think of, like, of the funniest situation, scenario where I'm like next to my wife in bed, just continuously cracking my toes. And she's like, oh my God, can you please stop cracking your toes? It's driving me insane. But and then when we're older and then I die, she's like, I can't sleep without the sound of him cracking his toes next to me. What I would give to hear Tim crack his toes just one more time.
I feel she would be like, ugh, thank God.
Yo, so it's so funny, like, she's used to it, you know, kind of like a fucking smoke detector that needs battery change, you know what I'm saying? She's beeping and she doesn't pay attention to it anymore. But like when she was pregnant, all her senses were so heightened. She'd be like, ugh, can you stop? I can't sleep. You keep cracking your toes. Like everything was just like bothering her.
What was that like? Like had to be around a pregnant woman?
Difficult.
Really?
Yeah. That first, like trimester, because the first trimester hit Chia hard, you know what I'm saying? Like she wasn't puking, but she was nauseous a lot. And she was tired and nauseous all the time. And it was like, I had to remind myself that I didn't do anything wrong and she wasn't upset because her vibe was like, ugh, you know what I'm saying?
Let's just get away from me.
Yeah, it just felt like that. And like everything would, like I was, we were actually shooting an episode of Send Foods from the Kitchen and we had like a big piece of some type of barbecue. It made her fucking like so sick. I couldn't cook bacon anymore because the scent of it just made her grossed out, right? And so she's tired. I'm doing everything in the house. I'm fucking cleaning, I'm cooking. And so I'm also tired. Like I'm exhausted, but I'm trying to take care of her. And she's just like,
disgusted by you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like disgusted by me, but her vibe was just like, ugh. And then that second trimester hit and majority of that shit went away and she felt great, you know what I'm saying? And everything was like, you know, it was almost like a switch. But that first trimester, man, it almost like, it's like she's not even, you know, she's still great, she's still Chia, but it's like, it almost seems like I felt like I did something to annoy her all the time.
Did you guys have sex while she was pregnant?
No. No, she was like, dude, she just was never really feeling it like that, you know?
She doesn't feel it like, ugh.
Yeah, she just like, she just wasn't in the mood. She was tired, didn't feel like it.
I feel like most women wouldn't be horny, would they, while they're pregnant?
It depends, right? I think everyone's different. I know, Boudram was like, no. She was not trying to have sex while she was pregnant.
Don't touch me. Don't do nothing.
Yeah. Or maybe. No. Wait. I think I'm getting it mixed up. I think maybe she was horny when she was pregnant. And Jared was like, he felt funny about it.
Oh, because there's a baby inside there.
Yeah.
The dick just fucking smashing that baby's forehead.
Maybe, man.
Pow, pow.
Maybe. I forget their exact scenario, so don't quote me. But I think everyone's different. I think some women are definitely horny while they're pregnant, and some definitely aren't. You know?
Did you find her more attractive or less? I wouldn't say less attractive, but it was like, oh, this is a new person.
Well, that was the struggle too, because them titties, boy, them tits were looking crazy. Yeah. But there was nothing I could do about it. You know what I'm saying? Like even like the touch was like, she's like, they're sensitive, they hurt. So I'm like, I got these. Now, mind you, she has always had like, just her body's always been amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But man, like them pregnant titties, man, is crazy. It's next level.
So
it's
like after she gave birth to Veda, just Veda sucking on them like, well, look at you.
She's like, ha, sorry about it, dad.
You think you're so special. Like, I sucked on those before you did, you little bitch. Yeah. Boom,
motherfucker. She's like, you wish.
You fucking wish, dad.
But yeah, man, like, and it's like, but it's like, you can't do anything about it. You just kind of just have to admire from a distance, you know?
Just watch.
It's like, oh, all right, well, it's crazy. They look fake, you
and
know?
You said you, well, first of all, him eating the placenta was fucking, just fucking weird. And the fact that you did that, and there's pills for it, and it wasn't made for you, it was made for her, and then you ate them.
Yeah.
Did you feel stronger?
I did. I told you I got superpowers for 2 weeks. Right.
You did not, though.
Yeah,
I did. Absolutely did not get superpowers.
I did.
What did you do? What did you do?
I told you I cut onions and I didn't cry.
I forgot. This is stupid. That is not anything at all.
Well, I mean, some people would say that fucking, I don't know, shooting webs out of your hands is nothing at all, but then like...
But that doesn't exist. What are you talking about?
No superpower exists, David So.
Yes, there is.
Yeah,
I know. The power of prayer. My comfort, my shelter.
Tower of refuge and
strength.
All of my days,
all of my days,
I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love.
We'll come back right after this break.
Shout to the Lord of the earth. Things are definitely, a little different. You know, actually, I don't know if I've talked about this. When she was pregnant was actually the first time that I spoke to any type of therapist for anything. Because our Chia's birth doula, Sarah, was like, hey.
Explain to people what a doula is.
A doula is like, not necessarily like a spiritual birth coach, but like, they just kind of provide tips and knowledge about the pregnancy and birth process that medical people won't give you, maybe because, you know, it's not quote unquote medical advice, right? Like, for example, our doula, when Chia was like in labor, had certain, like, there was like a big, like, bouncy ball, and had Chia get into like certain just positions and stretches during labor to help, like, stretch out different parts of like her like hips and shit like that, that like a lot of people feel. And even like our nurse that was in the hospital with Chia, beautiful, like, that we could make this work, actually is part of our doula's like program. So she was all down for everything our doula was telling Chia. So it was like getting in certain positions just to kind of help the process, make it less like this technical medical thing, and just kind of providing ways to make everything a little more like a little easier, you feel me? And less tense, right? Because I feel like medical professionals, they kind of have one objective. It's like, we have to get the baby out healthy quickly. But then there's not a lot of emphasis on the like mental state of the mom and how she's feeling during everything and how comfortable she is, you feel me?
Yeah, there's like different stuff too. Like, it's like if you go to your doctor and you're, I don't know, like there's an injury that you're trying to recover from, right? They can give you general stuff, but then they'll send you to a PT. Mm-hmm. Like, they know the very specific modalities that you need in order to help this get better. Mm-hmm. But a doctor will just be like, okay, well, you need to exercise and you need to do these type of movements.
Right.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, a doula will, like, for example, even the doula gave us like just different ways for me to like rub Chia's back while she's in labor.
I was like, dude, you just stop being so annoying.
The dude was like, Tim, can you calm the fuck down? Yeah. Look at page 7. It says, Tim, calm the fuck down.
Hey, Tim, shut the fuck up. Yeah? All right.
Step one, Tim, put the vlog camera down, you idiot.
Yo, speaking of, this is a side thing, right? Yeah. If you guys ever want to watch what not to do when somebody's pregnant, just go on Bart and Gio's channel and go to this one clip of Bart. This part made me die laughing because Gio is in labor. She is in pain. And then Bart... He whips out his fucking vlog camera. He goes, hey guys, so we're near. She goes, can you turn that off? He goes, okay. I'm like, what are you thinking,
dude?
Oh
my God. That's too funny. I was definitely mindful of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But our doula was great. So, she gave us like different techniques to help like soothe Chia, stretches at home, bunch of great shit, right? And that's just kind of part of it. But, I say all that to say, oh, so she recommended this therapist, and it was like a couples therapist. She's like, I just kind of want all my couples to sit down with a therapist, just kind of mentally assess how you guys are feeling, how you guys are doing. And we've never done that before because we never felt the need to. Like, we're good. Our communication's great. You know, what for, right? And so we're talking to this therapist on Zoom, and she's kind of asking us how you guys are doing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Of course, you know, I get it. Like, even when I feel like a little annoyed because Chia's giving me attitude because she's cranky or whatever, I get it. She's pregnant. I'm like, cool. I swallow it and I keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for her. And therapist is like, you don't have to do that. She's like, you shouldn't have to do that.
You don't have vein in the side of your head? You're angry right now,
aren't you? She's like, your left eye is looking a little red. Yeah. Did you pop a blood vessel? But no, she's like, you know what? She's like, you know, yes, your wife is pregnant, but that shouldn't invalidate your emotions and how you feel. And I was like, thank you. But it was me. But I was like, oh, well, thank you. Okay. Well,
thank you.
Cool.
And it Chia, you cunt.
I was like, well, here's a list of things I've been holding in. But it was nice, you know, to be like, oh, okay, so I can feel something during this pregnancy. And that was kind of nice, you know, like, all right. Well, thank you, man.
Couples counseling is such an interesting thing because it's kind of nice to have somebody there to kind of listen to both sides without having to put their, like, emotional input into things.
Right, they go,
okay, that's nice. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? And it's like, oh, this is kind of cool.
You know what's interesting, too, is I feel like sometimes when you're talking to a third party, you're able to express yourself without putting all the fucking emotional extras on it. You know what I'm saying? So then they get to hear it, like your partner gets to hear it in a way that like they've never heard it before, where you're like, oh, what? You never told me this before.
Yeah.
Because when you're in it, you're irritated at each other and maybe you don't want to hear this other person or you like, you're just pissed. You know what I'm saying?
And like a good therapist can always tell too when the person is adding their extra shit to make them sound the best as possible. Because that was the thing that I was like concerned about. It's like, am I or even Mariel, are we going to say things that make us try to and look the best? So I went with the thing is like, no, let's just say just how it is and then we could assess after. And then I think like if we would try to put a little English on our shit, it's like, oh no, that's probably, you know, they'll like tone it down a little bit to see what the real shit is.
So you've done couples therapy?
Yeah, we did like 4 sessions.
Oh, okay.
And like I talked about this on my podcast too, but pandemic was really hard for us because that was when I was going to leave her.
So
it was like some serious shit where I actually had a moment where we were like laying in bed. I looked over at her one day and I was like, if you left tomorrow, I think I'd be happier.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it was like, we were already going through our shit, right? It wasn't hate. It wasn't any of that stuff. It was just like, we don't match at all.
Mm.
Like a lot of the stuff that we used to do that was fun wasn't funny anymore. Mm. It was more like irritating. It was annoying. And I'm like, what is it about us that this happened? And so for us, like she looked at it, she goes, I think I kind of feel the same way.
Hmm.
I was like, great. One of the things that we had to try out was therapy, right? Because I've been going to therapy since I was a kid because I had anger issues. I had issues with my dad, whatever, whatnot. And I never had a stigma with it because it was ordered for me. I had to do it. I didn't have a choice. So I had to go through anger management, all this other shit. And then that led to therapy or whatever. So for her, I think I needed her to try therapy for herself. And she goes, I want to do couples counseling. And I was like, I didn't want that. I was like, I'll 100% down for couples counseling, but you need to try therapy on your own first.
Okay.
Because I need you to trust that process. If you think therapy is dumb already, couples counseling is not going to do shit.
Right.
So just try it out. Find a therapist that you like. And for me, because I was already done with the relationship, I was done. So I was ready to move on 100%.
Dang.
So like for me, I told her like, I actually don't love you anymore.
Wow.
So it was rough. The conversation was rough. And so I decided that I was pretty much over the relationship. So I was like, okay. and one day before we kind of like set it in stone, she was like, well, I want to give this one more try. I was like, cool. If you want to give it one more try, I'm down. I'm kind of already exited. I'm pretty much done because of all the shit that we went through. So let's, but I was like, the only stipulation that I have is that you try therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I was like, just try it. I was like, but you need to give it an honest try. And so I said, what's going to happen is like, if you don't try to do therapy by March 1st, so we had this conversation in the beginning of February, by the time March 1st hits, I'm not angry at you, I'm not mad, but March 1st, you'll see a moving company come in and they'll be taking my stuff out. Like, I'll be gone.
Yeah.
And I'll be paying for your rent for a few months and then you can figure out another place to live.
Hey.
Uh-huh. And so she did therapy. And then before even March 1st hit, she was acting different.
Mm.
Like the way that she would speak to me, the way that she would address problems and issues was just different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you feel different. Like, and then she goes, yeah, I found a therapist I really, really loved.
Yeah.
And then she just, you know, she started working out because I was already going through therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And what she didn't know, because I have a therapist on lock.
Oh, I see.
And so he was going through my head, and there was to a point where he was like, you know what you do a lot? He goes, how come in this relationship, you're seeing me as a therapist and you keep going, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? I was like, why is she so perfect in your eyes? How come she's not doing anything?
Mm.
And I was like, not anything. He didn't say it like that, but there's you can't take all the blame.
Right.
You know? And I was like, you know what? You're right. I was like, I didn't do nothing.
You go stomping in the house.
It's over. No, but then after that, like, things got better. And then it got to a point where we needed a couples counselor, because now we needed that third party to figure it out for right. sessions. And we haven't seen our couples counselor in over a year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's why you guys go to BetterHelp.com. /dudes, I think.
Yeah. Better help.
Nah, but that's dope, man. That's really dope, you know. I've always I've always just been curious to know what a therapist would tell me, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, like anybody, I never really felt like I needed therapy, or I never feel like I was even like holding in any type of emotions that I needed to get out, you know? But that conversation I had with that couples therapist, just that little thing that she said, I just kind of made me go, oh, huh, I guess you're right, you know? One thing with me and Chia, you know, I think the opposite of what the pandemic did to us, because like we had a great pandemic, you know? Like it was just me and her, she was pregnant, like I didn't have to work, I didn't have to go anywhere, so. You know, and we hate people. We just like
it's our dream come true. She's like, oh no, pandemic. Oh.
Like it was great just being with her in the house, watching shows, watching movies. Because you know that's my shit too. You know, and just like kind of having that time with her. So we did great during the pandemic. But after we had the baby, you know, of course everything changes. Everything is great. I love Veda. I love being a dad. But then one day, she was like, how much do you miss our life before the baby on a scale of 1 to 10, you know?
Mm.
And I was like, yo, I mean, to be honest, I love our life with the baby, of course. I'm so happy. Like, being a dad is, like, the best thing ever. Like, I truly love it, right? But if you're just kind of asking just, like, how much I miss you and me hanging out, watching TV, fucking chilling, eating, I miss that a lot. I would say, like, 8, you know, like I do miss that part of our relationship because that's kind of never going to be the same again, right? And she was like, oh, and this was her initial answer. She was like, for me, I'm probably like a 3. And I was like, oh. I was like,
She was like, oh, yeah, I don't miss it at all.
And I think, you know, a part of it, you know, I was kind of like, oh, but I think she's so wrapped up in motherhood, right?
She loves it.
She loves it. And not that I don't, but I think it's such a, like, she's so completely invested into it. She hasn't even thought about life before motherhood, right? Mm. This is her life 100% now, and that's great. And I also love it. But also, like, yeah, there's a lot of times where I'm like, damn, I miss just having dinner with my wife, sitting there watching 5 episodes of Game of Thrones and not doing shit, you know? And we'll never be able to do that again until we're fucking 60, right?
No, probably not even that. Like, once Veda can be babysat without having to be watched all the time.
Okay,
you know?
But she keeps on wanting to crank out babies, so who knows when that, I mean.
Oh, yeah, good luck, man. That's 60 years, dude.
But, you know, so at one point, they'll all be in school, right?
Yeah.
So then we can chill, but. But I do see Chia now. And after we had that conversation, we had it again. She was like, it's more than a 3, babe.
She thought about it. She goes, oh, I'm kind of a bitch.
God. I think so. But I feel her now putting more effort into that. Because
she knows it.
Because she knows.
Well,
and
how
you know,
sweet.
Yeah, because she, like, originally she'd be so tired and she'd be like 9 p.m. and she'd be like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep.
It's a little late for her, to be honest.
Oh, yes, exactly. So now when we try to get Veda to sleep by 7, Chia, instead of, like, kind of just wanting to go right to bed and just curl up in bed, she'll be like,
Do you want to show? Do you want? Is there anything you want to watch for like an hour? Like,
you know what I pictured? I pictured after that conversation that you had. You guys are laying in bed. She touches your shoulder and just
like turned away. I don't know. I'm okay. Respect my space.
Yeah, right. She's like, I'm like, I tap her on the shoulder, and she's like, I'm not in the mood to fucking have sex. I'm like, I just want to watch a half hour show.
Iron Chef has a new season.
I'm excited about that too.
I watched the whole thing in a day.
Was it lit?
Yeah, because I don't have a kid, so I can watch it. Oh my god, day, dude.
Well, you know, now what I have to do is, dog, when I want to catch up on like Marvel shows, when I wanted to watch Moon Knight, I'd be so like, I'd be tired, bro. Like, get like, help Chia put the baby down at like 7. Chia's up earlier with the baby, so I let her go to sleep at like 8. I fucking clean the kitchen, and by now it's like 9. I answer all my emails to like 10, maybe get some editing done, and I'm like tired at like 11, but I'm like, I have to watch Moon Knight. This is my only chance. So I'm in bed exhausted, but I'm like, no, watching. I have to finish.
This is good. Amazing. Well, guys,
hope you enjoyed this therapy session. BetterHelp.com/dudes if you guys need to talk to somebody. Hey, thanks for listening, because sometimes we just need someone to listen to us, you know?
Yeah, sometimes wives can be a little harsh with their words.
It's true, and they don't even care.
She's the best. I'm messing
with her. All right, y'all, thanks for watching Dudes Behind the Foods. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, rate us 5 stars wherever you're listening to this podcast. Music video for Pillow Pet drops on July 1st. Goodiebrand.com.
Secret Society. SecretSociety.com. Spring stuff launched. I know a lot of our shit is out, but there's still some stuff left. Cop it while you can.
Bye, motherfucker.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.